This is the NSCN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. What are your predictions for the weather tomorrow? 2. How have you managed to stay focused on your revision? 3. I am overwhelmed by all these emails. 4. I'm waiting to hear if my new car will be ready for Monday. 5. Do you get many complaints at work? 6. Have you applied to be on the school committee yet? 7. Do you know when Athena's party is? 8. It would be nice if it was sunny tomorrow for the barbecue. 9. I think I'll curl up on my sofa tonight. 10. Is there a famous jazz musician coming on later?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. What are your predictions for the weather tomorrow? 2. How have you managed to stay focused on your revision? 3. I am overwhelmed by all these emails. 4. I'm waiting to hear if my new car will be ready for Monday. 5. Do you get many complaints at work? 6. Have you applied to be on the school committee yet? 7. Do you know when Athena's party is? 8. It would be nice if it was sunny tomorrow for the barbecue. 9. I think I'll curl up on my sofa tonight. 10. Is there a famous jazz musician coming on later?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
I can hardly believe we are finally in Rome, Sophie.
Me too. Booking accommodation so close to St. Peter's Basilica was a great decision, Julia. €120 per night for both of us is exceptional value. Have you seen the view from the balcony?
It is utterly breathtaking. So what is the agenda for today? Are we going directly to the Colosseum?
Yes. Shall we go on the metro? It's a few stops away and tickets are only €2.
Yes. And then afterwards, we could explore the Roman Forum and perhaps finish with the Trevi Fountain. I have been eager to toss a coin in. As they say, it ensures you will return to Rome one day.
That's a perfect plan, as the fountain is only a brief stroll from there. By the way, we should definitely reserve tickets for the Vatican Museums. I read that if you don't book before you arrive, you could be waiting in a queue for hours.
Let's make sure we book those tickets later then. I can't wait to see the Sistine Chapel. It is right at the top of my must-see list. Michelangelo's painting of the ceiling is extraordinary.
Apparently, though, he was initially hesitant to undertake the project because he thought of himself primarily as a sculptor rather than a painter. Can you imagine if he had declined?
That would have been a great loss. The colours and the sheer mastery of his work is simply awe-inspiring.
I am eager to see it with my own eyes. Right, let's go. The Colosseum awaits.
Now listen to the conversation again.
I can hardly believe we are finally in Rome, Sophie.
Me too. Booking accommodation so close to St. Peter's Basilica was a great decision, Julia. €120 per night for both of us is exceptional value. Have you seen the view from the balcony?
It is utterly breathtaking. So what is the agenda for today? Are we going directly to the Colosseum?
Yes. Shall we go on the metro? It's a few stops away and tickets are only €2.
Yes. And then afterwards, we could explore the Roman Forum and perhaps finish with the Trevi Fountain. I have been eager to toss a coin in. As they say, it ensures you will return to Rome one day.
That's a perfect plan, as the fountain is only a brief stroll from there. By the way, we should definitely reserve tickets for the Vatican Museums. I read that if you don't book before you arrive, you could be waiting in a queue for hours.
Let's make sure we book those tickets later then. I can't wait to see the Sistine Chapel. It is right at the top of my must-see list. Michelangelo's painting of the ceiling is extraordinary.
Apparently, though, he was initially hesitant to undertake the project because he thought of himself primarily as a sculptor rather than a painter. Can you imagine if he had declined?
That would have been a great loss. The colours and the sheer mastery of his work is simply awe-inspiring.
I am eager to see it with my own eyes. Right, let's go. The Colosseum awaits.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Eva, I'm having a bit of trouble accessing the shared drive. It keeps giving me an error message that says, network path not found.
Have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes a simple reboot can resolve these kinds of issues.
I did restart, but it's still not working. I can open my personal files, but when I try to access the shared folder, nothing happens. It keeps giving me that same error message.
That sounds like a connection issue with the network. Are you connected to the office Wi-Fi, or are you using the Ethernet cable?
I'm on Wi-Fi right now.
Sometimes the network drive doesn't map correctly over Wi-Fi, especially if the signal is weak. Try plugging in the cable and reconnecting to the shared drive. If that doesn't work, we may need to verify your login details again.
How do I do that?
Go to your system settings, find the network drive section and select Reconnect. If you're prompted, just enter your company login details again to authenticate.
OK, I'll try that now. Oh, now I'm getting a different message. Something about insufficient permissions.
That's strange. Your access shouldn't have changed at all. It's possible IT updated the security settings recently, which could have affected your access. You might need to request access again.
Should I email IT support directly?
Yes, you can, but first check with management. If they've recently updated the folder permissions or restricted access, IT will need approval from them to restore your access.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Eva, I'm having a bit of trouble accessing the shared drive. It keeps giving me an error message that says, network path not found.
Have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes a simple reboot can resolve these kinds of issues.
I did restart, but it's still not working. I can open my personal files, but when I try to access the shared folder, nothing happens. It keeps giving me that same error message.
That sounds like a connection issue with the network. Are you connected to the office Wi-Fi, or are you using the Ethernet cable?
I'm on Wi-Fi right now.
Sometimes the network drive doesn't map correctly over Wi-Fi, especially if the signal is weak. Try plugging in the cable and reconnecting to the shared drive. If that doesn't work, we may need to verify your login details again.
How do I do that?
Go to your system settings, find the network drive section and select Reconnect. If you're prompted, just enter your company login details again to authenticate.
OK, I'll try that now. Oh, now I'm getting a different message. Something about insufficient permissions.
That's strange. Your access shouldn't have changed at all. It's possible IT updated the security settings recently, which could have affected your access. You might need to request access again.
Should I email IT support directly?
Yes, you can, but first check with management. If they've recently updated the folder permissions or restricted access, IT will need approval from them to restore your access.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're looking at the pros and cons of working from home. Personally, I think it's a great option. What do you think, Adina?
I see your point, but it doesn't suit everyone. Remote work can feel isolating, and without face-to-face contact, teamwork isn't quite the same.
That's true, but technology helps. With video calls and messaging apps, it's possible to stay connected and collaborate.
It helps, yes, but online meetings don't fully replace real conversations. You miss non-verbal cues and quick reactions, which can lead to confusion.
That's a fair point. Still, for people who need flexibility, like parents, working from home is a big advantage. It helps them manage both work and family life.
I agree. But it can also make it harder to switch off. When your home is your office, it's difficult to separate work and personal time.
That's why having a set routine and a specific workspace is important.
True. But not everyone has enough space.
That's understandable. But remote work also saves money. No commuting, no expensive lunches, and fewer office clothes.
Yes. But some employers might expect more in return. They might assume that, since you're saving time and money, you can take on more work.
That can happen, but many people feel more comfortable and less stressed at home.
Maybe, but some struggle to stay motivated without the structure of an office.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all. The decision on whether someone should work from home should be based on individual needs.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're looking at the pros and cons of working from home. Personally, I think it's a great option. What do you think, Adina?
I see your point,
but it doesn't suit everyone. Remote work can feel isolating, and without face-to-face contact, teamwork isn't quite the same.
That's true, but technology helps. With video calls and messaging apps, it's possible to stay connected and collaborate.
It helps, yes. But online meetings don't fully replace real conversations. You miss non-verbal cues and quick reactions, which can lead to confusion.
That's a fair point. Still, for people who need flexibility, like parents, working from home is a big advantage. It helps them manage both work and family life.
I agree. But it can also make it harder to switch off. When your home is your office, it's difficult to separate work and personal time.
That's why having a set routine and a specific workspace is important.
True. But not everyone has enough space.
That's understandable. But remote work also saves money. No commuting, no expensive lunches, and fewer office clothes.
Yes, but some employers might expect more in return. They might assume that, since you're saving time and money, you can take on more work.
That can happen, but many people feel more comfortable and less stressed at home.
Maybe, but some struggle to stay motivated without the structure of an office.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all. The decision on whether someone should work from home should be based on individual needs.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we're discussing the most effective ways to reduce household waste. In my opinion, cutting down on plastic use is one of the simplest yet most impactful steps. Reusable bags, containers, and bottles can make a real difference.
Food waste is a major issue too. Planning meals and using leftovers effectively can significantly reduce what we throw away.
Absolutely. Meal planning not only minimises waste, but also saves money. However, even with careful planning, food sometimes still gets discarded.
That's why composting is so valuable. Even if some food is wasted, composting transforms it into something useful instead of sending it to landfill.
That's a great solution. But not everyone has outdoor space for a compost bin.
That's true, but many cities now provide compost collection services or community composting programmes, making it accessible even for those without a garden.
Good point. Another key factor is reducing packaging. Buying in bulk or choosing products with minimal packaging can significantly cut down on household waste.
That helps, but some bulk items still come in plastic. Finding affordable, eco-friendly options can be challenging.
Agreed. Balancing cost and sustainability isn't always easy. But small swaps, like using reusable cloths instead of throwaway ones, can have a big impact over time.
Exactly. Even simple changes like switching to reusable water bottles and coffee cups can reduce waste dramatically. It's all about forming better daily habits.
Right. We should also focus on reusing and donating items instead of throwing them away. Old clothes, for instance, can be repurposed or recycled.
Yes, and raising awareness is crucial. Many people don't realise how easy it is to reduce waste with just a few small changes.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Today, we're discussing the most effective ways to reduce household waste. In my opinion, cutting down on plastic use is one of the simplest yet most impactful steps. Reusable bags, containers, and bottles can make a real difference.
Food waste is a major issue too. Planning meals and using leftovers effectively can significantly reduce what we throw away.
Absolutely. Meal planning not only minimises waste, but also saves money. However, even with careful planning, food sometimes still gets discarded.
That's why composting is so valuable. Even if some food is wasted, composting transforms it into something useful instead of sending it to landfill.
That's a great solution. But not everyone has outdoor space for a compost bin.
That's true, but many cities now provide compost collection services or community composting programmes, making it accessible even for those without a garden.
Good point. Another key factor is reducing packaging. Buying in bulk or choosing products with minimal packaging can significantly cut down on household waste.
That helps, but some bulk items still come in plastic. Finding affordable, eco-friendly options can be challenging.
Agreed. Balancing cost and sustainability isn't always easy. But small swaps, like using reusable cloths instead of throwaway ones, can have a big impact over time.
Exactly. Even simple changes like switching to reusable water bottles and coffee cups can reduce waste dramatically. It's all about forming better daily habits.
Right. We should also focus on reusing and donating items instead of throwing them away. Old clothes, for instance, can be repurposed or recycled.
Yes, and raising awareness is crucial. Many people don't realise how easy it is to reduce waste with just a few small changes.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.